Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast, where our mission is to help hosts share their space and live their dream. This episode is sponsored by our free ebook, 7 Steps to Your First Guest. Our easy-to-follow 7-step guide will give you the confidence you need to do that thing you've always wanted to do. Open up your own short-term rental. Get started today by sharing your space and living your dream by visiting our website, thanksforvisiting.me, and that's for F-O-R, and signing up for your free download of our ebook, 7 Steps to Your First Guest. Again, this is free, so hurry up and get your copy. Now back to the episode.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Thanks for visiting. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Annette.
We are your hosts. And we're going to do this new thing where we kick off our episodes sharing the reviews left by all of you. Because without those reviews, just like Airbnb, we would be nothing.
Yes. So reviews are so important. And we thank everybody that either leaves us a 5-star, but man, extra points.
If you're
a super reviewer.
Yes. So this week's reviewer, 5-star review, comes from Cool Larry 77, and he titles this review, "A Must Listen." Annette helped me launch my Airbnb on St. Croix from the mainland states. I am getting ready to be awarded Superhost and have my most profitable quarter since opening my doors as a host. This podcast is packed with all the info she shared with me when I was just getting started. Congratulations on the great quarter, Larry. And Annette, sounds like you have the inside scoop on how we can go stay on St. Croix.
We can. I actually got to visit St. Croix with Cool Larry,
and he is
super cool. And actually, I'll have to double check, but the last time I chatted with him, he was looking at more properties.
Stop.
So, yes.
Okay.
Very cool.
All right.
I will let everybody know he is on St. Croix. He launched it from the States. He does have a management company there locally, just to make that very clear. But he's still doing very well with it.
Great.
So speaking of property management, today's episode, we're going to talk about side hustles.
Yes.
For Airbnb. There's a multitude of them because we are just welcoming Sarah back. She's been on the road, very busy hustling herself and one of her side hustles, which is as a speaker. So Sarah, talk to us about where you've been, how you've been focusing on that side hustle as it pertains to Airbnb.
Yeah. So as we all know, Airbnb is super hot right now. I mean, it was hot when I started, you know, years ago, but people looked at me like I was weird when I told them I was welcoming people into my home. Now people are, I mean, you know, Annette, they're DMing us, they're emailing us, they're getting to us any way they can to ask us questions about all the things we've been learning over the years. Mm-hmm. And I actually built a relationship with someone that I met at another conference. I was talking to them about Airbnb and they said, "Hey, I'm organizing a conference and I'd love for you to come speak about Airbnb as a side hustle." So this conference, it's called Haven. It's an amazing conference for professional home decor, home DIY bloggers, vloggers, and influencers. And so I do blogging on the side, obviously. I'm also very active on Instagram. And so I understand what their goals are to be full-time bloggers, vloggers, and influencers. But I also understand that while you're building the business, you need to have another source of income if you don't already. You
know? Absolutely.
So I sat on a panel with three other women. Nick and I both sat on this panel with three other women. The other woman talked about how she stages during the day or, you know, during her free time.
Okay.
Another woman paints murals.
Nice.
She actually has a very thriving business around the country and outside the country, painting murals for commercial spaces. And then the other woman has workshops on woodworking, especially for kids. So that's her little side hustle. And she writes about what she does. So I thought, Annette, it would be great today for us to talk about the things that, the questions that came up during this panel. And I know a lot of our listeners, I'm hoping that you're all diverse in why you're here listening to this podcast. Whether you want to own real estate like I do.
Right.
Whether you want to do what you do. And
exactly.
With,
mine was a side hustle. Why I figured out the rest of my life.
what you're doing, you could quickly make a full-time job.
Absolutely.
Right? Co-hosting for developers and real estate and landlords. But what if you just want a side hustle? Is Airbnb for you?
So let's talk about the multitude of side hustles there could possibly be. I'm just going to rattle them off. Yep. Number one, we've talked about this one frequently. Photographer, a turnover professional. You could be a co-host just when people are on vacation or out of town, you know, if they need you part-time. You could also do staging, helping people set up their Airbnbs. You could do an Airbnb experience. And then last but not least, just the co-hosting in general, or just hosting your own personal space.
Right.
So again, there's not just one. I have extra real estate that I can list on Airbnb. There's a multitude of them that you can partake in. So Sarah, when you were on stage, what do you think people were most interested in about the side hustle of Airbnb?
Yeah, I think they loved, a lot of them loved that most of what happens within Airbnb is between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. or, you know, 11 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Right.
That time when the guest checks out, and the next one checks in. For a lot of these people, their kids are at school or their spouse or partner is working. And this is when they can kind of come in, do their own thing, and then get back to what it is that they're really focusing on either, you know, before 10 o'clock hits, a.m. hits, or after the guest checks in after 4 p.m.
Absolutely. So for me, and I know my co-host, flexibility was the biggest thing. My co-host had a business, so she could take time off during the day to help me. And then my, you know, it was super flexible for me because I could host around the clock from my phone and also work my schedule around my guests.
Right.
So the flexibility is number one,
yes.
I think, out of the gate. And then just ease of able to like get into the market.
Right.
Skill set wise.
Well, I think so that actually I was gonna say something else, but then you just inspired another thought. But I think what's really cool is now that Airbnb is getting to be more common and it's getting to be very competitive, Nick and I have had to rethink our strategy because I want all the Airbnbs, but that may not be the best strategy to remain competitive in our real estate marketplace, right? But if I love this Airbnb industry, I can find ways to help out other hosts, right? Yep. Like I can diversify my own. It was once a side hustle. Now it's very much my full-time job. But I think the other thing that people were really surprised about when I was talking about Airbnb as a side hustle was I think they thought I was just going to talk about, you know, opening up a bedroom. But like you named off all those things. And actually one thing you forgot, maybe you said it, but like be like a handy person who specialized in Airbnb maintenance.
I did not say that.
You know, it's the fact that you specialize and you know about the short-term rental industry. If you're listening to this podcast, if you're, you know, consuming content related to the short-term rental industry, you can make yourself an expert in the space. And let's say you're a handyman for everybody, but if you specialize in the short-term rental experience, you know to give white glove service. You know to knock first. You know that you have to communicate with the guest before the handyman can arrive. Like, and that professional knows that you can say in your signature or on whatever platform you're advertising your services, I also specialize. I know this world.
Right.
I get it.
Exactly.
Hire me because I get it.
Which I know in a lot of vacation towns, that's something that's very common.
Right.
For, you know, short-term rental only, but it's something that you can develop in most cities.
It's new. And for the Midwest, I think it's new.
Yes.
To have a short-term rental.
Yes.
It is new.
But exciting and we love it.
Yeah.
So the first conference that Sarah spoke at was specifically for bloggers. And that was interesting because I think she was just opening up to them about the possibilities. And she sat on a panel there. But then she flew, that was in Atlanta. She flew to the other side of the country to Las Vegas and spoke at more of a real estate specific event, talk to us about that one. I'm gonna botch the name
You're
of it.
You're so fine. It's one of those where they have an acronym and you're not sure how to pronounce it. It's RESA, and it stands for the Real Estate Staging Association.
Gotcha.
And so, as many of you may or may not know, another department of my business is staging real estate here in Columbus. And I've been asked by several people to help them furnish their Airbnbs and get them ready for success. And it's a combination of staging practices, decorating practices, and also understanding the hospitality side of real estate. And so I went and I talked to this group about how popular Airbnb is right now and how everyone wants to get in on this technology. That's what it is, technology. And how stagers can really capitalize on this. And the reason I wanted to go out there and share this information with this group is because if we can elevate what it means to be a host and to have an Airbnb, I think those stories of you hear of neighbors being upset about there being Airbnb next to them, I think we can change that conversation.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of like a goal of mine.
So that, and because I'm not a stager, normally for me, my understanding of staging is maybe a vacant home that someone wants to put up for sale. Mm-hmm. So I'm reading this as someone that already stages, they might want to bring in short-term rental staging into their portfolio to service more clients, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Because like Sarah just said, like, you know, Sarah and I were just at a consult earlier today and they might want us to come in and stage it for them and then they host or vice versa. So it is one of those things that sometimes people might just not have the time, because we're not going to lie about it. Setting up an Airbnb, if you actually have a brand new space, it is a lot of work. You know, it's like you don't even have a fork. You don't even have one towel. So you're starting from scratch. But we're going to have all of those checklists available if you are starting from scratch. But that's the thing for the stagers. Were there people there that are already incorporating this into their staging business? Or was it kind of like you were shedding a light on new possibilities for them?
I think I was shedding a light on new possibilities. I think I spoke to a few people after I spoke. And they said, you know, oh, I've done one of these. I've done, and I really enjoyed it. I didn't think about
adding it
to like a service that I provide on my website. And that's what I'm saying here. Like, there's one or two things if you're listening right now. Either this is a whole new side hustle for you. And I think what we should do after this little clip is maybe go through each of those categories you named off and maybe give like 2 or 3 minutes of content about how someone can get started in that side hustle. But I think it's something that if you're already, or maybe you're already doing something, you're already a handy person, you're already a stager, you're already a property manager, educating yourself a little bit about this industry and then offering the service. It's an industry that Airbnb is its own niche that's not going anywhere.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the individual ones. For instance, let's go with turnover professionals.
Yeah.
Sarah and I went back and forth a bazillion times on if we should even open up our own short-term rental turnover service. But there's one, for instance, let's say in whatever area you live in, you are technically, for lack of a better term right now, you are in the cleaning industry of maybe, you know, cleaning homes during the week, which is very different than turnover professional. I know I've searched online, Googled a little bit from time to time, you know, short-term rental turnover, because it's completely different. You do need to have your cleaner there from 11 to 2. And I think that is a market that's completely underserved.
Yes.
So if you're someone, I know you used to be able to on Airbnb, and I did it for a while, they had like this co-hosting hookup thing where you could connect, I guess I should say connect, not hookup. You could connect with other hosts and ask, you know, co-host together. And I just put my name, you know, out there for a while, my profile. And I found out like 9 out of 10 times, people just needed help with people cleaning.
Yeah.
So, and turning over. So that's one thing. If you're already in the house cleaning industry, you could add short-term rental deep cleans and turnovers into your portfolio. Add it to your website. That way, well, you know, during Google search, you would pop up and you could understand what a short-term rental needs as far as the turnover services.
And I'm telling you, if you're listening to this podcast right now and you're like, wait, I don't have a cleaning service, but this is my jam. Like, you love the instantaneous joy of the before and after of turning a space over. get into this. Put your name out there. Ask anyone out there in Facebook world or wherever, like, hey, who's an Airbnb host? Find the Airbnb host. Ask them if they belong to like a local Facebook group. Is mm-hmm. there a local meetup? And if you value what it means to be a turnover professional and understand the value of restaging, mm-hmm. understand the value of like, because it's getting cleaned 2 or 3 times a week, you don't need to deep clean each time, but the value of like, okay, this week I'm going to hit the baseboards.
Right.
This week I'm going to move the behind the bed and just really go, I don't want to say above and beyond because that really should be a standard, but this is what differentiates yourself between a turnover professional and a housekeeper. Housekeepers mm-hmm. tend to just move things to the side, dust underneath them, and they put them like back sometimes.
Right.
This is like, it's staging, it's thinking about the guest that's going to come in and that they've not seen the place before mm-hmm. and they don't really know what to expect because every Airbnb is different.
Absolutely. So the other one too, which we've talked about this multitude of times, and we've actually helped someone, Matt Garski, we love him, follow him on Instagram, but a photographer, this is something, Sarah and I have actually had people reach out via our podcast, like, hey, how do I get into real estate photography, short-term rental photography? Good news, Airbnb, you can sign up through them mm-hmm. if you're a photographer. This is great extra income side hustle. Every photographer that I've met that takes photos for Airbnb, it's similar to like Sarah and I, like once you start hosting, you get bit by the bug. The photographers are like bit by the bug and they just want to do more and more real estate photography. Because again, there aren't models. They go in, it's hopefully in pristine condition. They can snap the photos,
yeah.
get them to them. And it's a really quick turnover again for the photographers. But Sarah was saying a few minutes ago, again, look at Facebook and also see if there's meetups in your town. I have met so many great people at all of my meetups. And if you are someone that can offer a service, you know, go shake some hands, meet some people. You could probably be taking photos, do it, turnover professional, handyman, all of that pretty much, you know, after that first, yeah. that first meetup that you go to.
Well, and yes, you can be an Airbnb preferred photographer and help them with their Airbnb Plus, Airbnb Lux platforms. But let's say you've applied, and I know some people who don't get into the program. I mm-hmm. think it's selective and it's also very small openings. You can still say that you specialize in short-term rental photography because it's a little different than real estate photography.
Yep,
in addition to going into all four corners and getting pictures of the space, I need to see lifestyle photos on your Airbnb listing. You know, like I need to see like, you know, that coffee station, those mm-hmm. amenities, and like, so you can put them on your listing. So it's a special little niche. It's not, you know, rocket science, but mm-hmm. I think if you can say like, I get what you're trying to go after, I get that I need to combine lifestyle with real estate. If you told me that as a host, I'd be like, you get me, you're hired.
Mm-hmm. And I think something, if you were to like scour the internet, I would say, this is my own statistic, but like, I'd say over 90% of hosts probably got into short-term rentals as a side hustle, needing to, you know, or wanting to make some extra cash and figure out how it could work into their busy life. And it, you know, I know people anywhere from like, you know, newly married couples that they travel a lot and they want help with their mortgage. You know, Sarah and I have had guests on who are needing extra income to help pay for their wedding. People want to buy extra real estate. I mean, there's so many things, but most of the time, I think people, you know, dip their toe in the Airbnb water for as a side hustle, not a full-time gig. So if you can also get into it without any investment,
yeah,
that's where the side
hustle. That's what those bloggers love too. I was
right.
If you want to like co-host, you just need a smartphone.
Yep. Yeah, you need to care
and the hustle. Yes. Yeah, to be a turnover pro. I mean, and here's a little tip that I'm starting to implement into my co-hosting life is every host that I co-host for, their space needs to have their own vacuum.
Ooh, yeah.
You don't want to be spreading those bugs that shall remain nameless and fleas. So you don't even need to have a vacuum, I would say. I would, if someone wants to hire you and they ask if you bring your own supplies, honestly, the host should already have some cleaning supplies for their mm-hmm. guests to be able to use during their stay. Mm-hmm. So as long as you bring yourself and the willingness to like get down and dirty.
I just thought of another one that I actually had help me in the beginning and I forgot. Another opportunity as a side hustle is writing the copy. I had someone help me with the copy and just pointing out, I had done it, but then I had somebody a copywriter, go back in and zhuzh it up. And also just help me with like places that maybe they should dine in the area that potentially I didn't pay attention to. So I did hire a freelance writer to help me with with my copy and my listing. So that's another thing out there too. You know, if you are a freelance writer and, you know, you can go through and really help people with their listings, because that's...
No, you're brilliant.
Yeah, that's how people, you know, that's how you rope people in, is that descriptive writing, that copy.
Yeah.
So again, that's another one. Zero.
So
you need
good.
Zero cash to get started. You need some writing skills. And also, the writing skills, you can just become a professional in just short-term rental, like copy, because you can go on all day. That's what I did too. I had sent some inspiration to the copywriter and said, hey, here's some listings that I'm like, I want to stay there just because of the way they describe the property in the writing. So that's another side hustle. Those out there to help, you know, boost your income.
Roping in season 3, episode 2, hosting as an Airbnb experience host. That's another side hustle that, as our guest on that episode talked about, Rhea, she's a podcast host as well. And she's also on a local radio station. And so she was already doing what she's doing, and she just opened it up to being people who wanted to come and check out what she does. But let's say you're not yet doing it. So one of the girls on my panel, she hosts workshops for kids for woodworking. Okay. And she's also a blogger, right? And so she was talking to the audience about how, hey, if you're a blogger, you can also teach classes. And I'll say, I'm going to one-up you on there, girl. And I want you to take those classes that you're already doing, and I want you to put them onto Airbnb as an experience, because it's free marketing.
Right.
You know, and like, so if you have a skill set, then maybe you could do some sort of tour around town or class or workshop. Yes. Or let's say you're listening and you're thinking about buying a short-term rental, but you're a restaurant owner. Maybe you could be an Airbnb experience host, you know, on your slower days and show people how to make a cocktail. Mm-hmm. Like another side hustle.
Another one that I got about that I also hired to help me. two other things that I did hire to help. It's all coming out now. One is I did hire someone when I was first setting up my Airbnb to accompany me to IKEA and help me build the furniture, because I was solo and by myself. But shout out to my dad for letting me borrow his F-150 truck. So I did need to borrow the truck. But and shout out to Shay. She was the one helping me, you know, put all the IKEA furniture together and actually just get all the things. So that was something that she inadvertently side hustled and helped me out with. And the other one that I did, and I paid her for all of my Airbnbs, and she crushed it. My friend Alina, I actually paid her, and this is before I knew Sarah, for all of her interior design skills. So she didn't stage it. She didn't touch the furniture, but she essentially sent over mood boards to me, and I just bought everything that she sent over. So if you're an interior designer, maybe not a stager, you could help people design their spaces, maximize them, and take that work out of it for them. Because I had zero design skills. And so those are two other people. Oh my gosh, those three people, my dad, Shay, and Alina, when I first were getting started, I really needed them to help me because I couldn't do it on my own. And they were all side hustles, and they all made some extra cash from that. And I actually, you know, created the side hustle for them. It wasn't even something they were thinking of. But if you are, you know, maybe just a personal assistant or interior designer, again, add that to
what you're already doing.
And then with with Google search engine optimization, like if that's there and someone's looking for it, they're going to land on you. I'm sure there's not going to be anybody else in that space. But those are some other things that I completely forot about that
I had in
that. Help.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like maybe the copywriter couldn't solely make money on writing copy for Airbnb listings. I mean, who am I to say? Maybe they can.
No, that's why we're talking side hustle.
But if you come to me and say, no, I get... Actually, so Annette and I are currently working on a course, the hosting handbook. And we hired the one we hired on Upwork because she had some experience with the short-term rental industry.
Yep.
Like she had stayed in them. Mm-hmm. She had helped someone else with something related to education in the short-term rental space. And so I was like, that's so nice. You get us.
One other one. Man, they just keep coming up. Another one if you are just like if you use Airbnb, and you refer your friends, affiliate marketing, like you can use, I'm pretty sure just as a guest, right? If you get other people to stay.
The first time.
If you are a host or a guest, you can send out your affiliate link and make extra money if people use your links. So that's another side hustle that, I mean, is really no hustle because you're sending out some links there. So that's another one. I've seen some people do some really smart things with their Airbnb affiliate links.
Yeah.
And that's another way to make that additional income via short-term rental.
It's just and that's why I love what we're doing. And that is like, there's just so many ways to get in on this. Mm-hmm. I know it's not going anywhere. So for those of you who live in areas where they've limited, I was actually met a blogger at Haven and she lives in Raleigh, North Carolina. Unfortunately, Raleigh has decided currently to ban short-term rentals from their city, which is disappointing. Okay. I think there is ways to do it. So it's win-win for the neighborhoods and for the tourism industry. But I was talking to her about it and we discovered, you know, there's outlying areas where mortgages are less expensive. And so you need less stays to have it make sense for you. And there might be other reasons why it might be a good idea to have an Airbnb in these more outlying areas. And so if your city is experiencing this, you know, back and forth tug of war with the short-term rental industry, look in neighboring neighborhoods. Go outside the box a little bit. Maybe you have to travel for your side hustle. But yeah, there is definitely a need. And of course, with today's technology, Instagram, websites, you know, maybe if you're a copywriter, if you're a photographer, maybe you're an editor, a photo editor, like there are just ways for you to specialize in this industry and you can reach out to hosts all over the place.
Well, I think we just covered a lot of things, even more than we were anticipating.
I think we rocked it. You and your like copywriter and like, you're right, Tasker, like a Tasker specializes in helping set up. I know a lot of hosts don't want to spend money on having people design and set up their short-term rental for them. So I love it. So then great, hire the professional to design it, hire a Tasker to put it together because then that might save you a little bit of money.
A lot. Yeah. And honestly, it was just something that came out of necessity. I was like, oh snap, the developer agreed to do it. And I was like, wait, I don't know how to do interior design. I want to rock it. I'm like, oh wait, I haven't put together 25 pieces of IKEA furniture. I'm probably going to need a hand. So.
Also, wait, I have questions as to why you had 25 pieces of IKEA furniture, but
I mean, you even have to put the pots and pans together.
Hey, really?
Yeah, you have to like screw the handle in.
Oh my God.
You got to cut all the tags off the towels. You got to wash all that. There's a lot of work. But that's, if you guys have any questions, reach out to us. We are so thankful for you listening. Sit down, get creative. Get your side hustle going.
Leverage this fun. Leverage Airbnb.com because there's just so much opportunity there for us out there who are dreamers, who are have other focuses right now. You want to make a little extra money. It's a great way to do it.
Yep. So that's another episode. We will be chatting with you soon.
Yeah. See you next week. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Annette.
And we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group, This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.